Welcome back to Breast Cancer Update. The last faculty person I interviewed was Dr. Hope Rugo. During the ASBS panel discussion, she presented a young woman with locally advanced HER2-positive disease, but she also prepared two other cases, first to demonstrate the issue of delayed use of an aromatase inhibitor after tamoxifen, and the second, a case in which adjuvant trastuzumab was utilized. I decided to spend our interview time discussing these two cases, and Dr. Rugo began by describing a 61-year-old woman who had received 5 years of adjuvant tamoxifen, had therapy discontinued, and was still being followed when Dr. Rugo decided to consider delayed endocrine therapy.
She is Ashkenazi Jewish, and most of her previous relatives died in the Holocaust. And she's married. Her husband was a pharmacist who had retired. He's a little bit older than she was. She was a homemaker. She has one daughter who's an OBGYN, who is in practice, and a son who lives locally.
How'd she do in the 5 years of tamoxifen?
She did very well.
No problems?
No.
So she gets out to 5 years. The tamoxifen is stopped. She's doing great. And then she comes back just for a routine follow-up. And what, you bring up the issue of starting an AI?
Right. At that point, she's a node-positive patient who's 6.5 years out from her diagnosis, still has about 50% of her recurrence risk ahead of her, and is postmenopausal. And so it's absolutely clear that hormonal therapy at that time might provide additional benefit.
Now, one of the key questions that comes up in this situation is how far out can they be for you to consider this? So she was 1.5 years out. Suppose she'd been 3 or 4 years out.
Well, I think, you know, the data obviously has changed from when we started and when that patient started the aromatase inhibitor, because we understood more and do understand now in the 2000s more about the natural history of hormone receptor positive breast cancer, then you understand that if about 50% of recurrence occurs after 5 years, then there's still a substantial residual risk. So in those patients, the residual risk isn't going to be that much decreased by 1 or 2 years. So that was an easy decision then. Now we have the data where women who, when the unblinding of MA17 occurred and women allocated themselves to take letrozole and did very well compared to the women who did not, suggesting that if you start hormone therapy even 8 years after diagnosis, that you may impact patients, so that for some patients who wouldn't take tamoxifen early on, you could still start an aromatase inhibitor if they had higher risk disease at a later time.